This is Darren Kuhn with the Masculine Journey podcast, where we search the ancient paths to find ways that God brings light into a dark world and helps set men free from the struggles that we all face on a day-to-day basis. Your Chosen Truth Network podcast is starting in just a few seconds. Enjoy it, share it, but most of all, thank you for listening and for choosing the Truth Podcast Network.
This is the Truth Network.
Jesse?
Stu, I'm in the middle of an evangelism class at Liberty University. I don't really have time for 10 minutes.
You tell everyone I love them, and I'm so excited. We're getting the gospel out. Put me on speaker.
We are.
I can't. I got a message.
I have limited jurisdiction in these classes. I'm honored to be here to share what God's doing.
Well, tell the kids, I'm on my way to Salt Lake City, the least Christian area in the United States of America, and I've got a suitcase loaded with Share the Truth cards.
That is so cool. Well, you know, it's amazing.
We're going to share the gospel. God is working.
That's right.
Praise the Lord. Well, tell everyone what you're doing real quick. Tell everyone what you're doing real quick. Jesse, my co-host of Share the Truth, I've caught him in action, on the field, in the field.
I'm at Liberty University, where they have fully partnered with us to start a revival movement using the Share the Truth Now .com cards.
Praise the Lord.
We are letting the alumni know about them. We are letting the evangelism classes know about them. We've already been with about 500 evangelism students today. We're in a class of another 150 currently, and I will be in another class tomorrow at 450, and after that another class of 450, and we will start getting this ball rolling. The reason why it's so important for us to do this is because time is short. I firmly believe that if we do not have a revival soon, we will lose our opportunity to have one.
Wow. The end is coming. We have freedom of speech. Let's seize the day right now. Jesse's on the campus of Liberty University at an evangelism class. Yesterday was one of the biggest days in the history of Share the Truth Now. Tell our listeners what happened. Jonathan Falwell was there. It was huge, Jesse. The videos, the pictures blew me away. What happened? Tell everyone real quick.
That's so true. I'm in an evangelism class right now at Liberty University, so I can't talk loud, but I am so excited to tell the Share the Truth Now audience listening right now that we boxed 8,000 little boxes filled with about 220 cards in each box. And if you times that by each other, we're going to get to 1.8 million cards that have been pushed in these boxes by these fingers from these young students that are dreaming and praying for a revival to happen, knowing that their livelihoods, their futures, they're all hanging on the edge, and that the only thing to help them right now is a revival that will secure everything for their future.
Yeah. That's so cool. And these kids, man, this young age, wow, I wish there was a Jesse that came into my class and loaded me up with cards when I was taking the evangelism class in Christian college, and I had some awesome profs and some wonderful things, but I don't think we had QR codes back then, Jesse. But look at the technology. This little card, tell everyone what they do. If a listener orders this right now, you don't have to be in evangelism class at Liberty University where Jesse's the professor today, talking in a hushed tone to keep that professorial image up. You can listen right now and call the number. Tell them what they can do, Jesse. Tell them how easy it is.
So, first of all, what you just said, Stu, about how you wish that you could have an evangelism class, you do have an evangelism class. You are a big evangelism class. Everyone listening right now is an evangelist. We are supposed to do the work of an evangelist. And I want to encourage you to do that.
Okay. Just a reminder, you have your
I can hear the professor, Jesse. It's getting exciting in there. And tell us real quick. Paint the picture for our listeners.
Wait,
bring us into the classroom. What's happening?
I just stepped out. Well, I just got out of a class of 450 students. I'm back in a class of 150 students. They're all getting a box from Share the Truth Now cards. And they are getting them for free. On the inside of that box, there's an instruction card on what to say when they hand it out to a stranger. For example, if they are talking to a stranger, they've never met them before.
Right.
Hey there, I may never see you again, so I wanted to give you this. It's a website that proves Jesus loves you. And then the recipient's like, well, how are you a Christian? Or, you know, they could say, well, I'll take it. So there's two different responses. Well, the card's ready for that. If they are not a believer, there's a website called truelife.org that adjusts for their belief system and helps them get their questions answered so they can go online there and be able to come to know Christ as their Savior and then go to church. Then the other side is allowing the Christian that gets the card to order theirs for free. So it's multiplying the effort every time we get these cards out, because we're hitting the Christians that are multiplying by ordering their own, and then it's also helping to grow the harvest as we are multiplying the souls for Jesus as they are getting saved on truelife.org and then finding the home church.
Wow. So it's so simple, and these students, I mean, what a beautiful thing. It's like you have, you know, I love this. You have this, we have orthodoxy. We, you know, for those of you who know who Jesus is, why he came, and why he saved you, you've got your orthodoxy right, but what about your orthopraxy? How is the rubber meeting the road? Jesus said, follow me, I'll make you fishers of men. If you're, Jesse, if you're not fishing, you're missing out on the best part of the Christian life. It's spreading
That's
the
right.
love, sharing the gospel, the Great Commission, right, Jesse?
And like I said today, before this class began, just an hour ago, I asked all the students, 450 students, what did Jesus say? What did Jesus say to get those disciples to join him? He said, if you come follow me, I will make you fishers of men. And I said, well, can you say that you're a fisher of men if you're, and then say you're following God at the same time? So anyway, I'm going to get Dr. Wheeler in a little bit too to hop on the interview. Just for a short little bit, and so we'll pick up there, and all the radio listeners, I hope you're enjoying this so far. It's about to get really good as I get one of the leading roles at Liberty University to finish this interview with me and Sue. God bless you guys.
Yeah, and yeah, God bless you. Thank you, Jesse.
Friends, I want to challenge you wherever you are to share the truth. This is Stu Epperson, host of Share the Truth, actually co-host with my friend, evangelist Jesse Connors. This guy is so on fire for God. What you just heard was Jesse in a rare, very professorial mode, for lack of a better way of putting it. He's got a classroom he's about to teach on evangelism. He's got this awesome book, the Evangelism Workbook or Boot Camp, that everyone should get this. Get it for your pastor. It's Pastor's Appreciation Month here. He loves the Lord, and he's just so gifted in helping others share the truth. Who, by the way, you're like, well, Stu, I'm already sharing the gospel. You're preaching to the choir. Well, hold on a second. It's the choir that goes and gets things done. Average choir is about 12 people, right? In the average sized church, well, there was 12 disciples. They turned the world upside down. So what I'm asking you is, who are you mobilizing? Who's that young person in your life? You know, I was playing basketball with my son-in-law. I was trying to put some buckets up on those young guns. Man, those kids are tough nowadays. They're so quick and fast and all that. And my grandson was with me. And my grandson, we went to get a smoothie afterward, and he actually wanted to give the lady at the smoothie shop a Share the Truth card. And he's like, Papa, I mean, he can hardly talk, the little guy, and he wants to be an evangelist. Papa, give her a pen, give her a Share the Truth card. And he wasn't as articulate as me, and definitely not as articulate as Jesse with all these degrees. But if a little three-year-old guy, a little walker, can be intentional about sharing the gospel, the love of God, how hard is it to smile at someone? Hey, God loves you. Hey, here's a cool card. Hey, I know you got to catch that train. Just tuck this card in your pocket. It's easy. You can carry it along with you. Use it as a toothpick, you know, after lunch. But hit that QR code and see a visual gospel presentation. By the way, I have my testimonies on there. And there's a video after video of answers to life's toughest questions. Homosexuality, the whole issue of evolution, atheism, agnosticism, Jehovah's Witnesses. What do you say to a Mormon? Are they the same as we are as Christians? And how do you share the good news of the truth with them and the gospel? All these videos are at this website, sharethetruthnow.com. But we want you to get involved. We want you to go there right now, sharethetruthnow.com, and order your cards. They're absolutely free. You want to bless the ministry? You can. You want to send us, $10,000? We'll put that $10,000 to use to share the truth, to order more cards. We have just launched, as you heard Jesse share just a bit ago, we have just launched on the campus of Liberty University with all of their evangelism classes. We'll come to any school, any college, anywhere, anytime. We will bring cards for free on us. But we're doing it at Liberty. Jesse's in front of a class right now as we speak. We just hung up with him. He's going in to speak to 450 students of evangelism at Liberty University, and he's going to give every one of them a bunch of cards. They're going to take those cards. I think the total number of cards in all of the Liberty distribution is about close to 1.8 million, something to that effect. And that's a lot of cards going out. That's a lot of gospel presentations going out. This is exciting. This is better than, I mean, what if we were passing out 1.8 million $100 bills? I mean, how excited would we give you about getting, you're like, well, let me see if I can keep a couple of those for myself, you know, cover my nut on the rent there. But, hey, why not think about it in terms of this is eternal life. The message, the little QR code, there's one on each side of this card, one for the believer, one for the non-believer, but it's fully designed to bring someone to Christ and to mobilize someone to share Christ, just like the way of the Master who said, follow me, I will make you fishers of men. Will you join us in this crusade? Will you join us in sharing the gospel? Will you join us in doing what the Lord has already called us to do? Will you get your pastor to order? Order some for your church. Say, hey, we're going to pass these out. We're going to pass the plate, and you're not going to put something in. You're going to take a card out. Imagine if the 300 folks, or 3,000 folks, depending on the size of your church, or 50 folks, if everyone took a Share the Truth card out of the offering plate this week, and the preacher said, give this to one unsaved person, anyone, anywhere. Well, who do I give it to? You give it to whoever gave you something. Here, sir, is your latte that you paid way too much for. Thank you so much. Yeah, I'll do a little tip for you. You guys have been good to me, and I want to bless you in this tough economy. And here's a cool card. This is my Jesus story. This is a cool card with some really cool messages about how you can know the Savior who changed my life. Here you go. Here's a card. Boom. That's it. They gave you something. You give them something at the car wash, gas station, convenience store, grocery store, wherever you go. You have a nice conversation with someone. I'm in a coffee shop literally 2 days ago. Gentleman comes in, he's got a big cross on his necklace. I thought, wow, what a great opportunity. Sir, love that cross. Gold, nice chain. He's like, well, thank you. I said, you know, that cross, you know, it's an execution device, and my Savior hung on that cross to die for my sins. He's like, well, no kidding. Well, he said, I know that Savior. He changed my life too. And come to find out, this guy's name was Ralph. I put a video of this on my Facebook page. Just go to Stu Epperson. I got a couple of them, but go to the one that's like my fan page. And it's got me whitewater rafting up there, a picture of that. And this gentleman, you'll see a story there. He was going to die. He was in hospice. They turned the lights out on him. They said, the doctor said, it's just a matter of days. Call your family. He had a liver transplant, had an infection after the liver transplant. And he was on his way down fast, and God miraculously brought him out. Now he's a walking miracle. His Ralph is his name. He's sharing Jesus everywhere he goes. And he was in a coffee shop with us. We were going to bless him and share with him. He ended up blessing us and sharing with us. Well, now he's got to Share the Truth card. And I wrote on there the local Truth Network station for the town we were in, which in that case was Winston-Salem 97.7. But we're in Lynchburg. We're all over the Midwest. We're all over the AFR stations and the Wilkins and the Truth Network and the great folks out in California and other stations that are brave enough to carry this program. And every one of you listening can order a box of these cards. Just go to sharethetruthnow.com. Order the cards today. They will be drop shipped. We'll pay for it all. Just start passing them out to people, sharing the gospel, follow up with people. Who knows what kind of gospel conversations will happen, and who knows who will find Christ through your open doors. Pray for two things. Pray for boldness and open doors. Those are two things Paul prayed for in Ephesians chapter 6. God, give me courage to speak this gospel for which I am an ambassador in bonds. He said, give me open doors, opportunities to speak this gospel. And that's exactly what I'm going to pray that right in front of you. Lord, I pray for our listeners. I pray a bunch of them will order these cards. I pray they'll be bold. They'll share the gospel everywhere they go. Lord, may we be great, bold witnesses as the day approaches. Lord, you're coming back in glory. We can't wait. We're going to be reunited with Big Stu, my dad, and all those that have gone ahead of us to heaven. But while we're still here, give us the courage and give us many open doors this week with these cards to share the truth. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. Listeners, I love you, and I'm encouraging you to go to sharethetruthnow.com. Order these cards. Pray for opportunities. Pray for open doors. Pray for boldness. And pray for the one person by name that doesn't know the Lord that you can give a card to, you can share with, invite to church, and be a blessing in their life. And pray for Jesse as he speaks at the campus of Liberty University this week, and as all these missionaries, hundreds of missionaries, are going to be mobilized there to share the truth, just like we're mobilizing you. God bless you. ShareTheTruthNow.com.
This is the Truth Network.